Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on FM 95.1 AM 1080 KYM. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing? Good, good, good. Fantastic. We're about ready to get things underway here this morning, and needless to say, here it comes, boys and girls. Yes, we are 5 days away from the first day of spring, and here comes the snow. Isn't that fantastic? I know you love it. Looks like we're going to have temperatures continue to fall throughout the day, all day long. Winds are going to pick up 15 to 20, maybe gusts of 25, 30, even 40 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, gradually becoming clear, low of around 18. Northwest winds 15 to 20, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour this evening. So Sunday, looks like some sunshine, though. We're going to warm back up to around 38. Then for Sunday night, partly cloudy, cooling off around 28. Mostly sunny skies and a high of 63 on Monday, thank goodness. And then for Monday night, St. Patrick's evening, it'll be a low around 36. That's 36, in case you was wondering. So for then Tuesday, 20% chance of rain after 1. Tuesday night, maybe some snow. Yes, some snow likely on Tuesday still. Wednesday, maybe some snow. Maybe some snow Wednesday night. And then sunshine and a high near 40 on Thursday. So needless to say, the winds of change are upon us, but we're not sure which direction it's going. If it's going back to winter or to spring, we're not sure. But life is what it is, right? You got to make it happen. Make it happen for what we got going on. Right now we're at 29, overcast skies. It is snowing. I'm not kidding. At least in the Cannon Valley area, it's snowing here. So with that said, we've got Doug Davis on the program today. I don't know if you know this or not, but the swim and dive team placed second place in the state swim and dive meet just a week ago. We got our boys hockey team on here. Mike Luckcraft, the head coach of the boys Raiders, will be on today. He'll talk about their consolation championship finish at the Mariucci Arena last week. We've got all kinds of fun stuff we're trying to get to, and unfortunately we can't seem to track the right parties down at the time, but the boys wrestling had the four people in the tournament placement that were up in state. Ella Pagel and Callie Graber, won. They won the state title in wrestling, for girls wrestling. I don't know if you knew that or not. I don't know if anyone told you, but if you did, great. Sure, I just want to congratulate them. I want to extend my hand. Phone lines are open for you guys. If Callie or Ellie want to call in, can't quite track down the coaches. They're out and about. They just keep on keeping on, you know what I mean? And they're up doing some coaching right now. So, unfortunately, we can't get Jeff or Jules on, and we've been trying to track down Ella and Callie. So, congratulations to them. So, it's not like we forgot about them at all. We have not forgotten about them. They're great, great individuals. And the wrestling team, outstanding performance, an outstanding year. The boys basketball team, unfortunately, knocked out of the playoffs last week as well. But just an outstanding season there for the third season of head coach Matt Christensen. The girls had an outstanding year for the basketball team. Dave took over this year, and they really kind of put Northfield back on the map a little bit. Yeah, great defensive prowess and some great hope coming up in the near future for the Northfield Raiders. So with that said, we're going to take a look at all the scores and highlights. Yeah, Liz Campbell is going to get us up to date with this week's Raiders scoreboard, and then shortly after that, we'll talk to Mr. Doug Davis, the second place finishing Northfield Raiders, which I believe he says in his 35 years is probably one of the best meets he's had the opportunity to coach. So we'll find out a little bit more about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, the Raider scoreboard and Liz Campbell.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. I'm your host, Liz Campbell. Last week on Saturday, the boys basketball team competed in the section semifinal game against number one seed Byron. The Raiders defeated the Bears earlier in the season. However, Northfield took the loss, this time 65-47. Congrats to the boys for a successful season. After their win in the section championship versus Rochester Lourdes, the boys hockey team got the opportunity to play in the state tournament. They were seeded third overall, and their first game was against the Orono Spartans. The Spartans started the game strong and held on the whole way, beating the Raiders 8-2. Their next game was the consolation semifinal versus Matamidi. The Raiders won this one with an easy victory. Finally, they played the consolation champion, and Northfield finished their great season with a shutout win, 4-0 over Northern Lakes. The girls' basketball team also played Byron in their section semifinal, and after a rough first half, Byron pulled away with the victory, 58-42. After the boys' swim and dive team's dominant regular season, they got to send their team to the state meet. They ended up winning their preliminaries for the 200-yard relay with a time of 1:36. In the final, they took third place in the 200-yard relay. Will Rudetsky took third in the 200 freestyle with a time of 1:41. In the 100 butterfly, Josh Kraft took second place. Will Rudetsky also won the 500 freestyle with a 3-second lead on the second racer. Congratulations to the boys for an incredible season. The wrestling team sent a lot of wrestlers to the state this year. Callie Graber won the girls' 118 division championships via pinfall. Ella Pagel also won her division via techfall. Keith Harner took sixth place in the 139 weight division. Engels took fourth place in his division. And finally, Owen Murphy took sixth place in the 189 weight division. Congrats to all those who participated in the state tournament. That is all for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. You are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Are you ready to turn your home construction dreams into reality? At Merchants Bank, they're here to help you every step of the way. Whether you're building your first home or next, their experienced team is dedicated to providing personalized services and the financial tools you need. With competitive rates, flexible solutions, and down payment options from just 5%, Merchants Bank is your trusted partner in home construction. Build your dream with them today. Merchants Bank, building dreams together since 1875.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Equal
housing lender.
Subject to
approval.
Stay up to date with KYMN by following us on social media. Search KYMN Radio on Facebook and on Instagram.
Okay,
find
here we go.
KYMN _ 95 The One.
Well, welcome back to the Raider Wrap. We must be on dead air time there. My apologies. It's just about 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. The snow is falling. What a lovely day to take a little vacation, maybe. What do you think? Doug Davis hopefully is on our radar this afternoon. This morning. Still this morning. Doug, good morning. How are you?
I am very well, Jimmy. How are you?
Good, 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 good. So you are on vacation. You have retired as coach for the year. Is that right?
Yes, I have retired coach for the year.
So,
I hung up my watch and my swimming goggles and my swimming suits.
And you will, take them back out, in about a week? Start again?
Yeah, probably a week or two. I'll probably start thinking about next year already.
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Yeah. You guys had a pretty good year. I mean, you only play second. I mean, what the heck? Only second in the state. Meh. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to keep having success like that. You know, don't know what to do when it keeps happening.
Right. So, I mean, we talked about last year earlier in the season. Yeah. We talked about last year, and we talked about the kids coming out of the chute. Not halfway through the season, not, you know, whatever. I mean, right out of the shoot, like the first match, the first duel that you had, I can't remember what it was. It was like 18 or 30 or whatever personal best. It was like,
yes.
Are you smoking? What's going on here? And then you guys go all year long, all year, and you're winning like you kind of do, like Northfield usually does, winning the duels and placing really nice in some of those. And then you roll, you roll into the state tournament. And still, somehow, these kids pull off career personal bests. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a magical ride. It was a season I won't soon forget, and one that I'm sure that the seniors on this team, even those guys that are juniors that had a chance to participate, you know, in the season and then also in the championship run here at the end, these will be things I'll look back on and I'll cherish for a very long time.
Wow, pretty outstanding indeed. 30 lifetime bests at the state meet, placing second. Who'd you place second to?
So St. Thomas Academy won. They scored a team total of 273 points, and we were only 20 points behind at 253.
But let's remember, this is your highest point total ever. So let's not scoff at that either.
No, this is our highest point total ever. We scored athletes in every swimming event. So of the 11 swimming events, we scored an athlete in every one of those. And in a couple events, we had multiples.
Yeah, it sounds like you had 7 of the 9 boys even earned All-State honors. So, one All-American consideration for the swim in the 100 back. Who was that?
That's Josh Craby, our senior. Yeah, it's one of those things where he, in both of his premier events, the 100 butterfly and the 100 backstroke, he was close to 2 seconds faster than he was last year.
Wow, that's a lot in the pool. That's a lot of time.
Yes, that's a lot of time. Both of those times would have won last year's event. But this year, just because everybody else is getting quicker too, you know, the kid from Mankato East, Elliot Bartel, who he's become really good friends with, had just a tremendous swim, set the Class A state record in the butterfly, touched out Josh there. So Josh wasn't upset about that, you know, to go sub 50 in the 100 butterfly. The two times that he posted are like 30th all time in Minnesota history.
Mm-hmm.
And then the backstroke time at 50.0, that was almost 2 seconds faster than last year, All-American consideration time. Just, you know, we didn't see Brent Dahl from Austin moving into that event. And when he did, it was a great battle throughout the season, and Brent just had a little bit better finish, but Josh wasn't disappointed. He swam really well, and he got a chance to anchor that 4x100 for relay that's crushed our school record and won the event by about 3 seconds. He swam and finished in a lifetime best swim, so it was all good.
It was all good, indeed. So that was just last weekend, and I was kind of joking about the vacation and whatnot, but technically, from a coaching standpoint, when that season's over, are you done? You guys are just boom done, or you got banquets? Do you have fundraisers? Do you have reassessments? Do you have interviews? Do you have, you know, I mean, what's the coaching? You know, what do you guys do when the season wraps up like that?
You hit just about everything on the head there, nail on the head. We will wrap up a banquet, and this year, just because our season was pushed a week later because of the Big Tens being hosted at the University of Minnesota, you know, we finished a week later than normal. And there is typically concerts at the high school, spring conferences for the middle school that we run into for conflicts for trying to find a night to host it. And we didn't want to push it much later because then we run into conflicts with spring break, which is just a week away. So we turned our banquet around and we had our recognition, our celebration on Tuesday, right after the state meet. And so it was a fast turnaround. So yes, we have that. We have gear collection and return. You know, we go to the pool, we organize materials, kind of do inventory. We'll have an end of the season kind of recap with the AD, kind of a debrief, you know, sit down and chat with the seniors going out, you know, have conversations and conferences with some of the other guys returning about, you know, what they were hoping to do. A lot of our boys are multi-sport athletes, and so a number of them are, if they don't take a week or two off and roll into their next spring sport, they're already starting. A few boys are in track and field. They started track on Monday, couple guys that are baseball, they're doing arm care this week. And so it's just a lot of different things. And a lot of our boys just transitioning into the next thing. A few of our boys are swimming in their senior state meet at the University of Minnesota this weekend with their club team. And so it's still a busy time.
I was going to say, we're right around the corner. We've got baseball right around the corner. A lot of the guys, yep, I think, probably play a lot of that. I don't know, you know, how many of them are golfers or lacrosse players or anything like that. But like you said, I mean, high school is, I think that's the beauty of high school, right? So,
yes,
you know, and then if you're fortunate enough to play, right? So, you know, if I was playing, you know, if I was running cross country in the fall, and then they play basketball and they play baseball or run track or do something like that. But there was always something that you could kind of, you never really got out of shape, which was always a good thing, really, you know. And then you look back at those days as an older adult, and you're like going, man, to be in that type of shape again. Oh, oh my goodness.
And let your body allow you to do that and not be stiff and sore for like a week after would be amazing.
It is nuts.
No,
and it's,
I know.
And, you know, when I was young too, honestly, I felt the same way. I'm going to be in this shape the rest of my life. You know, I'm just going to do this. And, everyone talks about, yeah, you'll lose it. And blah, blah. No, sorry. Wake up call, boys and girls. It's coming. Yeah. It's just, yes, you know, some people it's sooner than later, but eventually you'll get to that point. It really doesn't matter, you know, but it is fun to look back at, you know, when being in your high school days and whatnot. And, you know, the old expression is, the older I get, the better I was.
Absolutely.
You know,
of course.
The stories
are,
the older you get, the story is, let me tell you about this one.
Well, when we're younger, we don't appreciate just how awesome we are.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, there is some truth to that, Doug. Is there not some truth to that? Because
yes,
the reality is, as a youngster, you're always striving to maybe go higher, be a little bit better, try to achieve more greatness.
Yes.
And you do that until you come to a realization that, you know, a box of popcorn and a movie isn't such a bad thing.
No. And, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because one of the things I try to share with my boys every year, and it comes up earlier, mid-season, whenever, it's about that, don't ever take what we are doing here right now and even the success we're doing for granted. I said, we are very fortunate, and the boys swimming and diving team has been ridiculously fortunate to have this string of success. I said, but this isn't always guaranteed.
Right.
Not everybody gets to share in this. There would be teams around our conference and sections that would trade places with us in a heartbeat to have even part of the success and see the kind of things we can do, like you said, at the section, the state level, and to be this prevalent and be this, you know, be part of it. And so I try to remind these boys, it seems like it comes easy. And it does, because you guys are super talented and you guys work hard at what you do. I said, but please don't ever take this for granted. Really just soak it up. Take in every minute. Appreciate it. I said, because you're going to look back at this and it's going to be like, wow, that was something that was pretty special.
Pretty cool. Special indeed. And I think, you know, I grew up in an era where nothing was ever good enough. It didn't matter. And I don't care what you might have had the game of your life, but the coach is like, what are you talking about? That's nothing. Okay. That's nothing. And there's more to look forward to in life, and there's more to look forward to. And God, we talk about that. And, you know, I just from a self-evaluation myself, you just look at your life and being grateful and understanding that those are precious moments to be grateful for and to live them in that way. It's so hard to do it. I know it. It's hard to it's so funny, right? In life, everyone's ready to go with the next thing.
Yep.
It's like, hold on. This is pretty
cool. Yeah, this was. And I think that I've been very blessed with some extremely supportive parents and families that I think they really do appreciate it and they get it. And I think, as if you would talk to my boys and hang around them, I think a number of them really appreciate it, because they are, they're kind of humble guys, and so thankful and always so appreciative and just absolutely take it in the moment. And this is one of the things that even as a coach, and I've coached with athletes, you know, high school kids now for 35 years, and it still amazes me, too, how short-term their memory is. I could, as a coach, do something where I make a mistake or I screw up a lineup or I, a decision I made may have cost the meet or it didn't turn out the way it was. And I'll beat myself up over it and I'll be like just, really super critical and hard on myself. And within like 5 minutes, the athletes are like, what? That's like behind us. Let's go on, man. Let's don't worry about it, coach. It's like, whatever, we're moving on. And so you can sometimes lose sight of the fact too that they're also just, they got short-term memories. They bounce back really quick. And it's just amazing working with young people. They're tremendous, tremendous individuals.
Well, and I think that kind of it does kind of bring you back to your own mortality, but also
absolutely
to the your time. You know those times when we were actually in pretty good physical shape. I about blew out a knee getting out of bed this morning, boys and girls. So I'm telling you, okay, I don't care how good you can stay in shape.
I had to do a 5 minute stretch routine before I got into the shower.
I was going to say before you even got on the phone, you had to loosen up. It's amazing, Doug. I know you hate taking credit for anything, so I'm not going to give it to you. How about that? So congratulations to your swim team. The swim team did outstanding, second place finish. So congratulations to them. I think we'll bring you back. Not sure. I'll have to check with John Mahal and just see if your contract is coming up or what. If it is, I'll let you know. But, sure. You seem to do okay. I mean, the team just gets a little, the team gets a little better every year. And I know it's all about the athletes and, you're just a statistician. We get that.
I write numbers on the board. I give them a few directions. I write names on a lineup sheet. They do all the hard work.
That's right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to this rock that sits on the sidelines and somehow provides some sort of guidance and understanding and teaches them great lessons. That in itself is worth congratulations, Doug. Again, every year, we give each other a hard time, but you do an outstanding job. You've got a great attitude, in my opinion. The way you bring the culture of these young men and women and whatnot, that they come into these programs and you try to teach them, simple life lessons on, how to be successful in life and how to deal with, different situations. And so always great to have you on the program. I had to get you on just to make sure that you got the recognition that team deserves. Outstanding indeed. I've got maybe a minute and a half, so I got to ask you, what's up for next year? What can we expect from this swim and dive team?
Well, those are always the $6 million questions. And since we don't have $6 million, I'll pare it down to like maybe $10.
I've got a lottery ticket in my pocket, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm about to head back into Treasure Island to meet my wife. Okay. We went over there. And so maybe I'll put a few monies in the slot machine. Maybe I'll do something.
If they've got roulette, go with 18 black, will you?
18 black.
I think there's an 18 and I think it's black.
Yes. We graduate a talented group of seniors, but we are going to bring back a very talented team yet again. And so looking forward to next year. If the boys come back and, hungry as they are, based on the motivation, the excitement, and the fact that they had a taste of some really big success this year, our team will certainly look different, but we're going to be we'll be just as competitive. We'll be just as successful. I think we'll have just as important or impressive a presence at the end of the season as we did this year. I think other guys will get a chance to step up. We got Will Udelhoffen come back, Will Radetzky, we got Rourke Bennett, Jimmy Graham, Odin Bergs, and a few other guys that were sitting on the sidelines up there at the state meet this last weekend that I think are itching to try to get in the pool. And so we'll just kind of reload and we'll retool. We'll bring in some new athletes and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you to any standard. second, remember, is second.
Yes, I know. That's first loser, right?
That's right. Loser.
We have more things to do.
Hey, you're at the Treasure Island. Go get some, fun. Just enjoy it. Take the time, you and your wife, and enjoy your time off. We appreciate your time for joining us on your time off. And again, as always, Doug, appreciate you taking the time out of your season to meet with us. It's always a pleasure having you on, and it's congratulations again to you and the entire team for an outstanding year all year long.
thank you again for all of your support and the recognition and what you do when you're in, Jimmy. It really is awesome. We appreciate it.
All right. Doug Davis, the head coach, second place finishers at the state. And trust me, if you think that that's not a big accomplishment, look in the mirror, boys and girls. That is outstanding indeed. Doug Davis, head coach. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the consolation champions, the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team. Mike Luckraft joins us coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080, KYMN.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluffview neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes, and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr.
Mike
Johnson, Dr.
Yes.
John Nowak,
there he
Dr.
is.
Brian Cravey,
how you doing?
Dr. Tyler
Yonke,
well.
And Dr. Mallory
Good.
Peterson.
How's those
Go
taxes
Raiders.
Coming? Making me some money?
95.1.
Yeah.
The one.
How the taxes coming? You making me any money?
That's always fun, you know? The dreadful once a year to do the tax return.
Yeah, right? All righty. Give me, we're about 30 seconds out. Hold on. Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN, 95.1 The One and AM 1080. It's about 28 minutes after the hour. Which hour? Well, what time would it be if you didn't know what time it was, boys and girls? We do know this, though. It's snowing again. Yeah, we kind of went the entire winter season without any snow. Here we are a week away, kind of like last year, pretty much. No snow, and then all of a sudden, hey, looky, we got snow. So that's rather interesting indeed. And we wanted to maybe see how this is all going to turn out. It's going to be pretty crazy. 40-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon. So it's going to be blustery. It's going to be crazy. Temperatures are going to be up and down the next couple of days. But for today, this morning, I mean, if you just look, I mean, the wind is blowing everywhere and the snow is just flying. So pretty crazy morning here throughout the Cannon Valley area. We'll take a look at the full 7-day forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, I thought I'd check in with the head coach of the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team. His name is Mike Luckraft. I don't know if you guys know him or not. He's only been doing this for how many years now? 25?
11 years. It feels like 25. Yeah, 11 years.
11 years at Northfield, but you were also a coach at one time at Burnsville and...
Yep, Mounds View. Yeah, a little assistant coach stints at both those locations.
Did and when you were up in Burnsville, did you win a title up there or no?
We didn't. We got to the tournament a couple of times, but you know, as a player, fortunately, I was part of a team that won it, but not as a coach.
We were just talking about the older we get, the better we was. You know what I mean?
Right.
So how good were you back in the day out there, Mike?
The team was great. We had a really nice team, which was a lot of fun. And exactly 40 years ago, believe it or not, 1985, the Burnsville Braves won the boys' state high school hockey tournament.
Fantastic, boy! What a wow! That's it's pretty crazy when you think about that, and then you just look at their program today and kind of where they're at and different things like that. Burnsville used to be like the powerhouse in boys hockey.
You know, it's so interesting. Growing up, you know, in that era, you know, that conference, the Lake South Conference, won the state tournament 10 out of 11 years. Mm. So between Burnsville, who won it twice, Edina, Bloomington Jefferson, Bloomington Kennedy. There was some pretty historic teams in that time frame. And now, you know, Burnsville is a co-op team now with Apple Valley, and Bloomington Kennedy just played their final game as a high school hockey program. Jefferson's program is down. Obviously, Dinah has stayed strong throughout that whole time frame, but things have drastically changed, you know, in that area for boys high school hockey, for sure.
Well, and then we transcend into where we're at today. So last Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Mariucci Arena, they dropped the puck to the state high school consolation match. And the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team set out some history, right? They finally brought some hardware back from the state tournament. So tell me a little bit about that morning, you know, going through, obviously, in the morning, kind of going into Mariucci, and then, you know, throughout that game, as that game progressed and things happened, and then, you know, finally, the last whistle. Kind of run me through kind of the up and down emotions of a coach.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the goal when you achieve the getting to the state tournament was such a big thing. You'd like to go and perform, and we had an unfortunate game on Wednesday, so that pushed us over to Mariucci, and I was super proud of the team. You know, that's a challenging environment, even though it's a pretty iconic arena and a great place to play. You know, you're no longer in contention to win the state tournament, which is the ultimate goal, but you know, there is a pride, and winning in the consolation has a lot of value for our growth of our program. So we beat a good Matamidi team on Thursday, which set up that game against Northern Lakes on Saturday. And we talked about it going into that game, and that was important. There were only three teams that were going to win their last game: the state champion, the third place winner, and the consolation. And we wanted to be one of those three. Thought that was important to bring that back to Northfield hockey, take one step further from where we were last year. You know, to win a record 24 games for our program, which was something that we talked about. But just, you know, to end the season on that high note. And so you go into those games, you know, as a coach, and I think our guys were prepared. You know, we really level set Thursday morning after Wednesday's game, and then having the day off on Friday. You know, the boys were prepared to play that game. We had played a game at that similar time, so I think our routine was pretty good. Guys got up, had breakfast, you know, did their normal routine, got to the rink on time, you know, able to do our pregame, our stretching, our chalk talk, and all that stuff. And, you know, right away I felt like in the first period that we had some jump, even though it was 0-0 after the first period. I liked our energy. I liked the way the boys were playing. Puck was moving. We were using the width of the rink. We're getting pucks back to the blue line, so that was important to spread the offense. Got a little power play right at the end of the period, which led into the second period, so we're able to convert on that. Get a 1-0, then 2-0 lead. And again, I just felt like we had good consistency, like the puck was moving, and we were playing smart hockey and got, you know, winning faceoffs, moving pucks, not playing individually, but playing as a team. When it went into the third period, Miles Cannelli got what really felt like, you know, kind of that nail in the coffin goal. 2-0, the next one's critical, and he made a nice play, cut past the D-man, scored to put us up 3-0, so it felt like we were in a great spot. And then Bridger Riley hit Oliver Benjamin on a really nice stretch play up the middle. Ollie can fire that thing, and he snapped it in the upper corner for a 4-0 lead. And so the last part of that was really about, you know, trying to get Gavin Winter a shutout. That just feels like such a good way to end the season, not only with a solid victory, but if you can get a shutout win, just kind of puts that final stamp on what was a really successful season. So great way to end it. You know, fun trip back. We had a little reroute as Ben Geiger was named to the all-tournament team. So whole team went back to the XL Energy to support Ben and have him, you know, accept his award for that, which was really cool. And then back to Northfield. So great weekend.
Absolutely. It was fun. It was fun to be there. And like you said, with Mariucci is a beautiful arena. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, there was a Scoggins put out a commentary or an article or whatever about, you know, no team strives to go to Mariucci. It's the X. the X is the spot. And we talked about that before the game and coming out. But I think what I took away from what you said as from a coaching standpoint is 20 years from now, these young athletes will be able to walk back into the Northfield High School. There's going to be a trophy sitting there that says consolation champion. And there's going to be a picture. And on that picture, all of those kids who are now 20 years older are young adults, right? Or they're at 20 years, they're born young. But the point is, they're now in their 30s, and they can go back and they can say, hey, that was me. And I gave it my all that day, and we came home victorious.
I mean, that's a huge part of it, right? When you're trying to grow the program, you know, trips to the XL Energy Center are really precious, and they're something you strive for at the start of the year. And every team, 150-some teams talk about it, and 16 teams go, 8 in the AA and 8 in the single A. And so if you're one of those lucky 16, then, you know, you've had a special season. And so, you know, there's some disappointment, some pain that goes with losing that first round, because, you know, you're off to Mariucci, even though it is an iconic building and a really fun and cool place to play and a great hockey experience. You want to be at the X. And so hopefully our guys that are coming back to next year's team, you know, appreciate winning the consolation. That's a big deal. You know, it means that you're effectively fifth place, so one of the top five teams in the state, but you want more. You know, you want to come back and push that one step further and be a champion, you know. And this, the team coming back next year, there's a lot of returning guys and a returner in goal. So there's some real optimism about what's coming back.
Yeah, we look at the schedule. We look at your roster and the people that were on that last or this year. And, yeah, there's a couple of big guns that are leaving, and there's no doubt about that. But there is a big chunk of underclassmen, juniors, sophomores, freshmen that got playtime this year that are coming back next year. When that game was over, and everyone was on the ice, obviously, and then, you know, you had to get ready and you had to get out of there because you had to get back to the X pretty much. But you had some time. So how did some of these young athletes, they're highly competitive, we get it. And so were they elated? Were they super just pumped? Were they out of their heads? Or were they just kind of like going, were they already like going thinking, yeah, next year, we're staying at the X. Next year, we're staying at the X.
Yeah, I mean, a great question. There's a lot of emotion. I think there's a true appreciation for what they just accomplished, that, you know, bouncing back showed a lot of, you know, mental discipline, mental fortitude to be able to, you know, kind of take the gut punch from Wednesday and turn that around and ultimately win two games at the state tournament. That's a pretty rare feat. And, you know, so there was some, you know, recognition of that. I certainly think there's some appreciation for the seniors. You know, we talk about that in the locker room, thanking the seniors for, you know, the growth of the program. I mean, we've won the section 3 years in a row. We've won the conference 4 years in a row. And those seniors, you know, were hugely impactful to that team's success. So all of these underclassmen, you know, are following in their lead. So there's some real appreciation for that senior class. And then, you know, we talk about, you know, thanking your parents. You know, your parents are such an impactful part of, you know, your experience in all athletics, but, you know, in hockey, driving kids to rinks all over the place. And so we wanted to go up top and say thank you to mom and dad and brother and sister and grandma and grandpa and anybody that was there supporting the program, because they've done so much. So I'm sure it was gratifying for them too to watch the team have a dramatic, you know, and nice final victory. High school hockey is, it's unique. You know, it's the last time for about 99% of these players where it's organized, structured, coached. And, you know, after that, you might play, you know, old man's hockey or whatever, fun league hockey. But as far as organized and coached, it's the last stop for a really, really high majority of hockey. So we know that finality that comes and the importance that everybody plays in that role. And so we want to take a few minutes to reflect on that and make sure the guys coming back, you know, understand that there's a bigger prize to be won. So that was really the sentiment after the game.
24-5, not too shabby of a season.
Yeah, I mean, we've won 70 games the last 3 years, which I would about guarantee that's the most in the state. You know, we went 24, 23, 23 the last three seasons. And, you know, so that's been really fun. It's been really fun to be part of. You know, there's been some absolutely phenomenal players that have come through that have, you know, earned that, that reputation of, you know, growing Northfield hockey and building a program. And, you know, we know each year now that in the conference standpoint, you know, we've got a target on our back from the section standpoint. Everybody's kind of gunning for us in the section. And it's really helped us. You know, we were able to really build a strong schedule this year. We've got a real connection with Orono and Cathedral and Monticello and Matamidi and Delano. And this past year, we were able to play a couple games with Detroit Lakes and make a trip up to War Road. And those are all impactful. Those are all, you know, showing the value of being a good team, playing a tough schedule, and how that can grow your program going forward. So we're pretty blessed. We feel good about it.
A lot of young guys on the team, but a lot of, you know, guys, not a lot, few. I believe, who's moving on? Will Cashin? I think he's senior this year, right?
Will, Max Frank, Jacob Faust, Joey Fogarty, Landon Raleigh, Griffin Canelli. That's the core of our senior group that was impacting the varsity hockey for 2025.
Yeah, it was kind of special. Miles and Griffin together on the ice, that was always fun to watch. Those guys seem to know where they're at all times. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how that all shapes up next year as well with that group. I mean, you still got Riley, you got Stewart, you got who you got? You got Benjamin coming back. You got Miles Canelli, who's only, what, sophomore? Freshman.
He's a freshman.
Whiteman's coming back. He's a hard-hitting little scrappy fella. You know, Pumper's coming back. Gilbertson's coming back. I mean, Weber, Peters. I mean, all these guys are on their way back, and they played an outstanding amount of minutes and time on the ice this year. You really, I think you were fortunate with that 24-5 record. You guys were fortunate. A lot of, I mean, even in the state tournament, I swear everybody on that roster got to play.
Well, that was really the key. You know, coming back to this year, the first line for us last year played so many minutes and so many critical moments and, you know, really did the bulk of the scoring that we had to be a little different team this year. We had to do it more by committee. We had four defensemen coming back to this year's team, so we needed them to step up and score. Contribute to the offense. We needed those guys that were playing secondary roles last year to step up. But to your point, the depth was a key factor for us. I mean, we played three forward lines almost every game. We played, you know, somewhere between four and seven D most games, but we really got that wealth of scoring. I mean, if you figure that, you know, Will Cashin was our leading scorer with 62 points. But then the next two were Ben Geiger, who was a defenseman who, as a 10th grader, had 61 points, and Bridger Riley, as a defenseman, had 51 points.
Mm.
So our top defensive pairing contributed 112 points to our offense this year.
Right.
And that's kind of crazy. So we're bringing back to next year's team eight varsity forwards, five varsity defensemen, and a varsity goalie. Again, those are that's something really fun to look forward to, and hopefully it's going to drive the guys that are, you know, on our JV that want to step up, or those kids coming up from the Bantam program, to really, really, you know, work hard in the off season, because there's limited space available. We just, that depth is going to be a real key factor for our team again next year.
No pressure, but I don't want to go to Mariucci next year, buddy. Huh? I don't want to call a game for Mariucci. Deal?
Hey, trust me, we're right there with it, you know, and it's funny, after the section final this past year, we literally talked about that, about how we had gotten beaten by Cathedral the year before and how could we do things differently. And, you know, every team struggled through a little bit of illness, and we were right there with them just trying to battle that flu bug and get everybody healthy. And, you know, it's funny, you look through the section playoffs and every once in a while you see an upside-down score. Monticello had an unbelievable team this year and lost 7-0 in the section final to Cathedral. I mean, that's just not the difference in those games. You know, we had beaten Orono in the regular season at their place and felt good about that matchup. And unfortunately, you know, we just, you know, kind of self-imploded a little bit in that game and weren't able to compete like we wanted to. But again, you bounce back and you take the positives from it and move on, and hopefully – the guys understand that if we can make a run next year to get back to that environment, that they understand, hey, we don't want to go to Mariucci either. So
right on.
That's a goal, you know, right from the start of the year for sure.
3 out of 4 years. That's got to be pretty impressive.
Well, it's been fun. And I think, again, our program starts to understand that. I said this to the boys when I started 11 years ago. We do individual player meetings after tryouts, and I asked players, what's your goal? What's your team goal? What's your individual goal? And the team goal was to get to the rec center, which to me didn't make any sense at that point because I didn't understand what the rec center was. And then when I figured out that the rec center was the semifinals of the section playoffs, I thought, man, we are setting our bar is way too low. Mm. We need to achieve higher. And so now the goal is to win the state tournament. And you know, you set that goal like a lot of teams do, but realistically we have a chance. I mean, we were hovering in the top 10 all year long. And like I said, felt great about where we were going into the section playoffs. It's pretty rare to play 3 section playoff games and not give up a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we struggled on that Wednesday, but, you know, played 2 great solid defensive games the last 2. So our identity is intact with what we need to do, you know, to be competitive statewide. Now we just need to make sure that we do it.
Sounds like a plan to me. Anything that I need to tell the Associated Press today? Anything? No? Any news bulletin from Mike Luckreff?
The golf season's starting soon.
Okay.
you know, wipe out today's weather and then we'll move forward. No. We're looking forward to a strong off season. Obviously we've got some plans to grow and develop. We're excited about, you know, everything Northfield hockey. I think it's a huge boost to our program that there's a new arena coming online in the fall of 2026. So one more year in our current facility. And then that will again be one more boost to the program and help us draw, you know, games against our top competitors. But yeah, a lot of fun.
That is going to be so cool to put that state trophy into that new arena. That is going to be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be fun. Coach, I appreciate your time this morning. Tell Uncle Sam I said hi. And as always, I appreciate the pregames and everything and just, you know, your time that you take for the radio station and what you do. And, you know, you're always open to having conversations. You're willing to talk about the program. And you bring a great, culture to that team about winning and making these young men better. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to work with you, and congratulations to you this year. But I mean, you've had a pretty good, I mean, this team is really under your tutelage and your assistant coaches and everyone that supports you. Don't get me wrong. It's not all Mike. I get it. But at the same time, you know, it's been fun watching this entire program develop the way it has over the past 5-6 years. And, what can I say? Congratulations. I'm sure you're happy. I mean, it's better to win than it is to lose. So congratulations to you and the team on an outstanding season.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your support. We're certainly proud of, you know, the consistency that we've been, the culture that we're developing. It's about the players. You know, the players are there and they're, you know, they understand the goals and they, you know, they're so connected, which is really important to growing the program, that there's, you know, a real want to be there and the guys work hard to be together and to strive for that excellence. And, you know, it's a group, you know, it's parents, it's supporters, it's what you guys do. It's everything that supports the program that makes it special. So high school hockey in Minnesota is a, you know, it's a unique thing and I'm honored to be the coach. So I've been, you know, it's been really fun, especially the last several years when we started to really have success and become a statewide program. That's been really fun to be part of. So
it's awesome.
You, yeah, appreciate you guys very much.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome the fact that, you know, yeah, people literally when they look at the newspaper in the morning, they're like, oh crap, there's Northfield. you know, so that's actually a good thing, right? So again, outstanding. Yes, the hockey season or hockey, the golf season is right around the corner. You couldn't tell by today, but we got that coming up. The as well. So we got Mel Miller and Danielson, Annie Danielson with the boys golf team that's coming in as well. So that'll be kind of fun. We'll be talking, literally we'll be talking golf in just a couple of weeks. So again, thanks for your time this morning, Mike. Congratulations on a great season, and we look forward to seeing you on the bench next year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
There he is. There he is. The man, the myth, the mentality, whatever. I don't know whatever those words are. Anyhow, it's 10 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We've got to get going here. We've got to get going to the Meet the Raider this morning. Who have we got? Looks like we're going to interview a track field captain. Elena French will be joining us on Meet the Raider this morning. So, this, that's it. We'll be back very shortly. You're listening to AM 1080 and 95.1, the one, KYMN.
Tanya here from Just Food Co-op. Just Food Co-op has been your local grocer in downtown Northfield for almost 19 years. We are your go-to store for the best produce in town, quick and delicious deli lunch options, and local meats, eggs, and dairy products. Not to mention our beautifully stocked body care and supplements department. Stop in and visit Just Food Co-op. Everyone can shop, anyone can join. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day on Water Street in downtown Northfield. Find us online at justfood.co.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Finding the right home can feel like solving a puzzle. That's what Dean discovered when searching for a house that fit his vision and budget. He found a fixer-upper in the perfect location, but it needed work. That's when his lender from Merchants Bank stepped in. Equipped with a tool belt of loan programs, they worked to put all the pieces in place, helping Dean to turn that house into his dream home. Whatever your puzzle, Merchants Bank has the right fit for you. Merchants Bank, building dreams together since 1875. Equal housing lender, subject to approval.
Check out KYMNradio.net for show archives. Listen to your favorite shows from your computer or download the podcasts and listen to KYMN anywhere, anytime.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
This is Paul Ryland with Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. You tend to hear a lot about our developments at Johnson Ryland, but you might be curious to know that a good one-third of our builds each year are off-site. We can build on your lot or help you find the ideal acreage lot, lakeshore, riverfront, or golf course location for your ideal next home. We start with site planning and then go to design and guide you through the whole process. If you can dream it, we can build it. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Who's your daddy? Jimmy LaRue on a Saturday morning. It is the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. 6 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. I told you we'd get to the extended forecast here this morning, so I might as well get it out of the way. You're looking into the sky. You're saying, oh my goodness, look at this. The overcast, the snow. It's not falling down. It's going sideways. Well, that's because throughout the rest of today, it's going to be windy. We're going to get westerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour increasing. Not just gusting, increasing. 25 to 30 mile an hour winds. Consistent. Yeah. 30 mile an hour blasts across the forehead. With gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. So it is indeed going to be very, very windy out. And we're only going to be, so we were at 29 this morning. The temperature is going to continue to fall throughout the day. And it's probably going to drop all the way down to about 18. So not horrible. It's still going to be above zero, but still blustery conditions tonight, tomorrow, into Monday. But it's funny. So Monday, you're going to have sunny skies and 63. You're going to still have gusts and winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour. And then for Tuesday, it looks like a chance of rain but, you know, maybe a high of 56. Wednesday looks like snow again, heavy at times, believe it or not. 39 might be the high on Wednesday. And then for Thursday, the sunshine comes back right around 40. And then for Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 39. So we're not quite out of the winter warlock just yet. We're approaching spring in just 6 days. So next Saturday will be our first day. Will be actually, well, technically on Friday would be the first day of spring, I do believe. And we're right there knocking on the door. But temperatures will start to return. They're actually at that 39, 40. It's actually kind of normal for this time of year. So having the 60s and having the 18s are a little bit on each side of that scale. But it kind of averages out to around that 35, 40 degree average. With that said, we are currently at 29. The snow is blowing sideways, and we're stuck at 29 degrees. It's time for Meet the Raider. This is, of course, the program in which the Liz Campbell, one of the high school students, interviews one of the Raiders, and they try to go one-on-one and get to know a little bit more about each individual athlete and find out a little bit about where they came from, what they're all about, and kind of what they're thinking when they're at high school and how they're participating and how they're getting through everything. I just want to tell you, if you got a question for any of our coaches or anybody else or for any other reason, really, just go to studio at kymnradio.net. That's studio at kymnradio.net. Got a question? Go ahead and fire it off. We'll take a read. We'll take a look. And if we can pass that question on to any of the coaches or anybody that we're interviewing at the time, we'll be more than happy to maybe try and get that done. After, of course, we do censor those questions, just so you know. Hey, don't forget, check out the Northfield GoFundMe page for the tower for KYMN. There's a GoFundMe page out there. I don't know if you heard anything about that. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up just after the break here when we get done with Meet the Raider. But we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the tower and how you can be a part of continuing to bring these delightful programs to the airwaves. In the meantime, it is Liz Campbell and this week's Meet the Raider.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation, and welcome to Meet the Raider, Northfield's youth-led sports radio show. I am your host this morning, Liz Campbell. Today in the studio, we have girls weightlifting and track captain, Elena French. Thank you for coming in today, Elena.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we are almost done with the weightlifting season by now. Mm-hmm. Do you have any major highlights from the season? Like anything you did that was really fun or really exciting or you felt really successful?
I think as a team, everyone's really successful in like improving. It's really great to see how much better people get from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Like the difference is huge and it's like mm-hmm. crazy to see what just a few months can do to like their weightlifting journey. That's mm-hmm. like one of my highlights is I love seeing yeah. people improve.
Yes. And you sound like such a leader when you say that, like, oh, you. I just love seeing the team improve.
And then like even myself, it's like I see such a big difference between mm-hmm. like last season and this season, even mm-hmm. though it feels like not much has changed, but it's the difference in the numbers that I'm seeing are like huge. And it's really, I feel very accomplished.
Yes.
And very proud of what yes. I made happen this season.
Yeah. Cause sometimes you make such small improvements every day. It's hard to like mm-hmm. look back and feel like yeah. you've actually gotten anywhere from your starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We are a little ways into second semester here. How has the first half of your senior school year been?
It's been good. I think second semester has been more like stressful school-wise.
Yeah.
Like I have some more difficult classes and my workload seems to be a bit more than first mm-hmm. semester, but it's not like that much different. I yeah. feel like my senior year has been very laid back and like relaxed compared to my junior year.
Yeah.
Like my junior year
a lot of people say that.
Yeah, it definitely was the most stressful year of yeah. my high school career.
Yes.
And it's been a good senior year overall, though.
Yeah, so a little bit more chill. You can have some mm-hmm. more fun.
Yes.
For sure. That's really exciting. So transitioning over to weightlifting,
mm-hmm.
over this fall, how did the team start getting prepared for the upcoming season?
There's not much like off season for weightlifting. Our weightlifting coach, Mr. Bachmeyer, really likes to encourage weightlifting athletes to do multiple sports, especially like he encourages people to join track if they're not in a spring sport. And he really likes us to be well-rounded athletes. But at the beginning of the season, a lot of our practices, like a lot of bar work and like form work, and like we don't put much weight on the bar until later in the season, like right before our first meet. So it's a little bit boring, mm-hmm. but like it's definitely very helpful from a technique standpoint. But as an athlete, it's not very fun.
Yeah. So the beginning of the season is kind of just like prep work. You're getting your body back into the movements and not adding as much actual like weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can see how that might be a little bit boring.
And it's definitely beneficial for the first year athletes to have those few weeks where it's just all form and no like actually lifting any weights, because it's dangerous to like lift with no form. And then building the technique is crucial in later in the season when you're actually competing and like maxing and like doing your lifts in competition.
Yeah. So like that form is crucial to being able to lift that maximum weight that you're actually. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that makes sense. Did you and your fellow captains get together at all before the season started to do any preparation, talking about what you wanted the season to look like, what you wanted the team to look like, what you wanted to accomplish as captains?
Yes, we did. One of like the big talks is we really wanted senior posters, which we had never had before for weightlifting. So we made sure to make that a priority because I think a lot of seniors like to have those posters. And if you're putting so much time into a sport, I think it's cool to like show that. And I have it for my grad party. And we did get those made. And then we talked about a lot of like team bonding things because it felt like in previous years there was less opportunities for team bonding. So we set up a few things for after practice or like after meets for us to like hang out and have team bonding.
Yeah, I really like that idea of the senior posters because those hang up in the gym and everyone gets to see them. So it's like, oh, wow, like they do weightlifting. Like, oh, that's so cool. You know, like it's a way to like broadcast weightlifting, which is one of the lesser known sports.
Yeah.
For sure. I love that. And did you guys focus on anything this season in particular, like team wise or...
I think mindset is always a big thing that our coach pushes for us because it's really hard to compete when you aren't in a competitive mindset or a positive mindset. He really tries to teach us setting goals for ourselves and being positive and like trying to reach those goals for ourselves. And we have like goal cards that we keep around with us and it like reminds us of what we're working for and what's important to us this season.
Awesome. Yeah. So just some basic background knowledge here. Can you just explain to our listeners that aren't familiar with what Olympic weightlifting looks like? Can you just give us some like very basic background on like what the lifts look like and what the sport is?
Yes. So there's two lifts in Olympic lifting. It's snatch and clean and jerk. And snatch, I would say, is like one fluid movement where you're just moving the bar from the ground to over your head, basically. Mm-hmm. And then clean and jerk is, I'd say, like two movements. So you have the clean. So you pull it off the ground and then you have it in like a front rack position on your shoulders, like a front squat almost. And then for the jerk, you kind of dip and then drive the weight over your head. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to explain it, I guess, in my mind.
Yeah. So you're basically just trying to get this like little skinny bar with a bunch of weight on either side up over your head and both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Can you walk us through what a typical practice looks like for you guys?
Yes. So the first 15 minutes of practice is usually like we warm up and then get ready to actually lift. Then our coach splits us up into three groups and we have functionals, racks, and then platforms. For platforms, we actually are doing our lifts like snatch and clean and jerk and working on form. And then for racks, we're like either back squatting or front squatting, doing lifts like that or like benching. And then for functionals, we are doing plyos like box jumps or like doing exercises with the bands or short sprints like sled pulls or sled pushes with like weight on them.
Mm-hmm. So more for like explosivity in functionals and less just like brute strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you're focusing on a lot of different components that go into weightlifting.
Yes.
Going into this season, were there any goals you had set for the team or for yourself or like the team set for everybody? Like, were there any goals going into the season?
So that's kind of like I mentioned the goal cards earlier.
Yeah.
Earlier in the season, we meet up as a team and we set a weightlifting specific goal or maybe two weightlifting specific goals and like maybe one for like outside of weightlifting, like for school or like a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was important to me was I really wanted to have a good total, which my goal total was 160 and I'm like almost there. So that's exciting. And then that was one big goal for me. And then like another one was to keep all A's in my semester. And I think it's really good to set those goals to remember and remind myself what I'm working for.
Yeah.
So like, especially the weightlifting season's very long and it's like in the middle of the year. So I think a lot of people find it easy to get burnt out.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Sometimes it's hard to keep yourself in like the competitive athletic mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think reminding yourself what you're working for is very beneficial for the season.
Definitely. And it's like something you can always keep with you, just like a constant reminder over those long, cold months of weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And you mentioned you had a goal about your total this year.
Yes.
Can you explain what a total is?
So the total is the weight of your clean and jerk and the weight of your snatch combined. So, and it's in kilograms.
Yes.
So like if you snatch 65 kilos and then you clean and jerk 80 kilos, you'd have a total of 150. And then that total is also what they use to determine if you qualify for state or not. That's how they determine how you place as well, too.
Okay, awesome. Kind of talking about meets and qualifying and things like that, can you walk us through what weightlifting competition looks like?
Yes, they're very long.
Yes.
Very long. Usually they start early in the morning mm-hmm. with weigh-ins and the girls lift first. Mm-hmm. And there's very few meets in a season. There's mm-hmm. about like three or four. And you weigh in and then you warm up, which is basically going into the weight room and mm-hmm. warming up for your lifts, what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And there's like three platforms and all the girls compete at once. And then that takes like 3 hours maybe, mm-hmm. if I had to estimate. And then the guys weigh in, they warm up, they lift. It's pretty simplistic, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and I guess there's two different like sessions mm-hmm. where you do snatch in one session and clean and jerk in a different session. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like split apart and not done at the same time.
Yeah, so you do those two different lifts at different times.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And then when you talk about you have to weigh in the morning, is that similar to wrestling weighing in?
From what I understand, yes. You have to be a certain weight
yeah.
to be able to compete in that weight class. And if you don't make weight, you can compete, but it won't count towards your, like, state qualifying total necessarily.
Okay, gotcha.
Everything's in kilos, too. There's, like, a 76-kilo weight class, mm-hmm. so you have to be 75.9 kilos.
Or below.
Or below until you get to, like, 71 kilos.
Yeah. So there are different, like, classes, like wrestling.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. So you're competing against people that are fair to be competing
yes.
against.
Yes. Like, it wouldn't be fair for, like, someone who's, like, 80 kilos to compete against someone who's, like, 50.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And if you are just tuning in to the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with girls Olympic weightlifting and track captain Elena French. So we just talked about what a typical meet day looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going into a very, very, very big meet this weekend,
yes.
the state meet. Can you tell us a little bit about how you went about qualifying for that meet?
Yes. So the qualifying total in my weight class is 145 kilos. And there's a hard qualifier, mm-hmm. which is like you go to state no matter what once you hit that number. And then there's a soft qualifier where if you hit that number in your top three, you go to state. I hard qualified at our first meet in Prior Lake with, I think, a 60 kilo snatch and then an 85 clean and jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was a lot less stressful to qualify than I say
yeah.
some people on my team. Like my co-captain, Elliot Ness, they are in a very competitive weight class and were a lot of totals very close to theirs, but they ended up qualifying too, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So my weight class is definitely less competitive compared mm-hmm. to other weight classes, but I would be very stressed if I was close to anyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah. But congrats to you for qualifying
Thank
first
you.
Meet. That must have been such a relief.
Yes. My coach was like, do you want to go up? And I'm like, just move it up so I hard qualify.
Yeah, like
just get it over
just
with.
Just move up the weight already. Like, just
yeah.
go. Yeah. And then going into state this weekend, has there been any preparation in these last couple weeks? Mentally, physically, is there anything you guys do specifically to prepare for this meet, different from other meets?
Yeah, kind of. We go about our practice schedule as normal, but last week, like, our coach had us do, like, breathing exercises at the end of practice to kind of get us in, like, the mindset and know how to, like, prepare ourselves to lift and kind mm-hmm. of de-stress before state. And we have pre-meet day lifts where we have a silent practice and all we do is work on bar work, no weight, to get us prepared and in a competitive mindset.
Okay, yeah, awesome. And personally, is there anything you do before a big meet like this to take some pressure off or kind of calm down a little bit, or do you not really stress about it?
I try to go about my life as normal. I try not to think about it too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I get very stressed out when I overthink it. I think definitely working on my breathing helps me a lot to kind of get me prepared when I'm on the platform and like about to lift. I think that's very important. And I kind of just like tell myself I'm there for a reason.
Like I deserve to be here.
Yes.
Like it's fine. Like I
yes.
can do
like,
it. I've done it before.
Mantra. Yes.
Yes, for sure. So just like little sayings and just kind of like pushing mm-hmm. it off until you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys had a pretty significant increase in the amount of people you have going to state this
yes.
year. Is that correct?
Yes. I believe last year we sent 11 and now we have 15, which four more is a big jump.
That is
I
a big,
say.
That's good.
Yes. And I think it's good for us because we have two JV girls athletes going, which mm-hmm. we had no JV girls last year. And we lost a few senior varsity girls. So we have less girls on the varsity side of things, but me and Elliot are still going to compete for varsity. Mm-hmm. And then we have 11 boys competing at the state meet.
Okay. Yes. Awesome.
So that's very exciting.
And the difference between JV and varsity isn't like who's more talented and who's less talented, right? It's yes. about how old you are.
Yes. It's just age levels. So I think the year you turn 17, you jump up to varsity. Mm-hmm. And if it's like anything under that, you're JV.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So it's just how old you are.
Yes.
Okay, so again, like another like fairness, like, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, just like the weight classes. Okay, that makes sense. Awesome. Well, that's so exciting to have especially more girls this year going. Mm-hmm. That's so yeah. exciting. Have you guys seen like a general increase in just like numbers recently?
I don't think we have more people on the team than we did last year. I really hope more girls join. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my sister to join. And I think I also try to push a lot of the athletes to like join track too, because I think they go really well together.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. Funny you mentioned that. We're actually going to transition over to track a little bit here. You are committed to St. Thomas
yes,
for throwing.
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
I think it was a little unconventional compared to how other sports would go about getting recruited.
Yeah.
I didn't reach out to any coaches. I kind of just let them, like, reach
flock
out
to you.
Me. Yeah, pretty much. I was not super, like, stressed about committing, as, like, I'd only joined track my sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, like, super on my mind, and I didn't really have any previous experience with it. So I pretty much only toured schools where the coaches were interested in recruiting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I committed to St. Thomas 4 or 5 days before signing day. The coaches reached out to me pretty last minute. And then I toured like a few days later. And then I absolutely loved it and decided like that was like my dream school. And then I was like, I'm committing here.
That's so awesome.
So that was exciting.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a long journey of like, oh, which one do I pick? Like it was pretty obvious from
yeah.
the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's so exciting. So at the end of last season, you had an appearance at the state meet, rounded off the season nicely. Going into this season, are there any expectations you have for yourself or expectations you feel like other people have for you for your senior season of high school track?
Yeah, it's a little bit like almost stressful. I feel like there are high expectations for me to perform, especially since I'm like committed to a D1 school and I now have my coaches hoping that I do well too. So that's a little bit stressful, but I think especially coming off my second year of weightlifting, I think I'll have even more like power and strength from mm-hmm. that. And I mean, I practice track all this winter,
mm-hmm.
so I think technique-wise, I'm getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't have to, like, get back into it. You're rusty on the first mm-hmm. couple weeks. Like, you're already back into
yeah.
it, and you're, like, ready.
Yes.
Okay. So that'll be helpful, like, going mm-hmm. into the first couple weeks, you know,
yes.
kind of getting back into it. Yeah, definitely. And you are also a captain for track this
yes.
year. Is there anything you have talked about with the other captains or anything you yourself as a captain have as a goal for the team this year?
I think it's, like, pretty conventional what the captains have been working on. It's, like, kind of getting merch out and then team bonding, which is always very important. I'm very passionate about team bonding.
Me as well.
And then I think that's mainly what we worked on. And then I think as a captain, throwers are kind of, it's, like, track is, like, a sport made out of a bunch of different sports. So I think, like,
yeah.
throwers especially are, like, a very different event group than, like, jumps are. So I think getting them kind of involved in, like, the team bonding, too, will be important as my
yeah.
role as a captain.
Definitely. So just making sure like all event groups are like included and mm-hmm. just like mingling and like mixing well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's hard with so many people too
mm-hmm.
to like make sure like everyone knows everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure it's a little bit hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Well, do you have any goals for yourself this season? Like are you hoping to go back to state or are you just seeing what the season brings?
I'm kind of waiting to see what the season brings. I think state is an aspiration that's very within reach.
Mm-hmm.
I think the standards for our section, our class, were moved down for throwing at least. So I think I definitely still have a shot at going.
Yeah, very
and,
manageable.
Yes. And so that's exciting. And especially my senior year, it'll be nice to kind of end my year with state, hopefully. And I think one thing I definitely need to work on is getting in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the goals I've had for myself over the weightlifting season and then also the track season.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big thing. No matter what level you compete at, mindset is like a huge thing.
Yeah, just like mental preparation
mm-hmm.
and just mental readiness is so important and just keeping your head above water almost like as
yeah.
soon as you're ready to compete because it's just mm-hmm. It can get so overwhelming, especially when you're competing at the levels that you are in your
mm-hmm.
sports right now. So that is a very good goal, Elena. I respect that a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in today,
yeah,
Elena.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. I'm Liz Campbell, and I am your host on this week's Meet the Raider on The Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Caitlin here from Just Food Co-op, your community-owned grocery store in Northfield. Here at Just Food Co-op, we sell the best produce, local meats, eggs, and dairy products. In addition to healthy food, we also have the highest quality fish oils, vitamins, supplements, and natural body care for you and your family. You are welcome at Just Food Co-op, open every day, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Water Street in downtown Northfield. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
Miss an episode of your favorite KYMN program? Find archives of all our programs at kymnradio.net or search for KYMN on your favorite podcast app, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Well, that's a wrap, boys and girls. Put a fork in us. We're all done for today, anyhow. Maybe add a little salt and pepper. See what happens. It's 17 minutes after 11 o'clock on this Saturday. The 15th day of March already. Monday being St. Patrick's Day. So it should be a weekend of fun for everybody. A lot of green beer probably being sold out there over the weekend. And, of course, Monday being St. Patrick's Day, the official celebration, if you will. 5 years ago on that Monday, yes, 5 years ago on March 17th, the governor of Minnesota announced that the state of Minnesota will be shutting down all bars, restaurants, and everyone should go on home and chill out. So that literally was 5 years ago on Monday. Isn't that crazy how time has flown? Unbelievable. It's only been 5 years. It seems like decades ago, but the reality was it was just 5 years ago. Craziness, craziness. But life moves on. We move on. Everything moves on. And therefore, I must move on because it's time for me to go. Special thank you to none other than second place state finishers, the swim and dive team, Doug Davis, head coach, joining us this morning, along with the consolation champion, the boys hockey team. Mike Luckcraft, the head coach there, joins us this morning. Liz Campbell, of course, with our Raiders scoreboard. And we finally get to meet Elena French, find out what's all going on with her and in her life as a high school participant and student athlete. That's in this week's Meet the Raider. So, again, anybody who wants to maybe somehow reach out to us in some fashion or another, wants to ask a question, doesn't really matter whether it's sports or news or highlights or history or whatever the case may be. Maybe you got a question for us in time inside the radio studio. Maybe you want to ask Logan Wells a question about the news or something of that nature. It doesn't matter. We'll be willing to take on just about all of them. Studio at kymnradio.net is how you get a hold of us. Just send an email to studio at kymnradio.net. Send it over. We'll review it, obviously, and we will decide whether or not it should go on the air. And then we will ask people those questions. So next week we're going to have, I believe, I'm going to have the Knowledge Bowl team. Yes, They have qualified for the state tournament again. We're going to have the Knowledge Bowl team on next week. We're hoping, possibly, to maybe have something. Maybe we'll get the wrestling champions on the program next week. We're hoping. That's what we're hoping for. So if you got a question, go to studio@kymnradio.net. Submit your questions. You can ask us any question you have. Like I said, we'll review those questions and then ask those questions. So get ready, boys and girls, because, okay, I'm alerting Josh Spitzak, Justin Coleman, Pete Mergens, Adam Danielson, Mel Miller, Lexi Halverson, Jeff Wright, Janet Smith and Carl Vesselman, along with Tyler Balow and Eric Swanson. Get your best game face on because the spring sports are right around the corner, boys and girls. That's right. So the Raider Wrap will transition from winter into spring. Isn't that crazy how that all shapes up? You wouldn't tell by today with the snow coming down sideways or coming in sideways because it's so windy out. So needless to say, we've got some great opportunities coming up next week. And also, I just want to remind people about the GoFundMe page. If you just type in GoFundMe/KYMN or KYMN GoFundMe, it'll pull up a page. I don't know if anyone's heard, but our tower has been around for almost 60 years, and it is taking its toll. And we're kind of reaching out to the community here a little bit to give us a hand and help keep independent, locally programmed, independently programmed, local, independently owned radio on the air. It's very, very tough with all the big groups buying, you know, iHeartRadio and just multitudes of different radio groups buying up every radio station in the country, and they're streamlining and mainlining. And, you know, you got some people that own 200 radio stations, so that format is that format, and that's what you get, and that's all you get with KYMN Radio here in Northfield. It's independently owned and operated. Therefore, the programs that we bring you are local content, content that you can relate to, content that you can identify with, and things that you can feel good about and feel proud about as being a member of the community and a listener of KYMN all the way around. You don't have to be right in downtown Northfield proper. You can be over in Dundas or Denison or New Strand or Cannon Falls or Hampton or Webster or any of these areas, you know, Lonsdale even. We got listeners in Faribault. We got people in Owatonna listening to this. We got people listening on KYMNradio.net across the country, listening each and every day. And we certainly do appreciate your patronage, but we're asking for a little bit of boost, a little help. We could use your help. The tower, we need to keep the tower in the air. If the tower falls down, KYMN goes silent. And we don't want that to happen now, do we? Today, winds are going to be 40 miles an hour. So help us keep that tower standing tall and keeping KYMN Radio on the air. Just go to GoFundMe/KYMN, and you should be able to find that information. If you can't donate for whatever reason, share the message. At least share it to some people that you may know and your friends and family and people that you grew up with or whatever, and just let them know that, hey, we're reaching out here. So it's not something that we technically like to do or, you know, want to do, but it is what it is, as they say. With that said, we are approaching 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. It's been a pleasure being your host of the Raider Wrap here for this past season. The girls hockey team, outstanding. Boys basketball, girls basketball just did an outstanding job this year. The Nordic team, Alpine team, what can you say? The two hockey squads, just an outstanding season for both of them, coming off of, you know, what we thought was probably a pinnacle last year. They kind of outdid themselves again this year, and it's just been outstanding and a wonderful opportunity. It's been my pleasure being a part of all of that. And, of course, to Doug Davis and that swimming team taking second place in the boys hockey for the consolation championship. So thank you so much to all the coaches that came on and all the young athletes that participated in not only Meet the Raider, but were in my studio and had to deal with my awkward questions. But also, we're looking forward to spring sports coming up. So again, if you're a coach with the spring sports activities, and this includes, by the way, the speech team, the choir team, the chorus, the band, the orchestra, the knowledge team, the debate team, the legal team, the chess club, the knitting team, whoever. Oh, we got a fishing team. I don't know if you know that, but we got a fishing team. And we have a clay targets team as well. We're going to talk more with Pete Mergens as well with regards to some of the developments that they have been coming up with. If you haven't heard already, they have really taken control of that sport with the clay targets and things of that nature with a collaboration with the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. So we'll be talking about that a little bit next week as well. So again, studio at kymnradio.net. If you want to be a part of it, come on, join us. Just all you got to do is type in your question. We'll be more than happy to answer it for you on the air if it's appropriate. So again, Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
South Soda Benjamin Franklin, 1 Hour Heating, and Mr. Sparky.